Indigenous Suicide Prevention Service provider Indigenist is set to fund, develop and deliver a program specifically for Indigenous LGBTQIA plus youth. The program is said to be the first of its kind and will explore issues of dual identity, self-harm and suicide. The Wise Georgina McKay spoke to Damien Bronson, founder of Black Rainbow and Indigenous Managing Director, about what this program means.
I'm a 45-year-old Aboriginal gay man, but I remember what it was like growing up in a household, and this is about making them safer. Our parents don't know what they don't know, and the conversation around being a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender or queer within the Aboriginal community is really still quite new. So here is an opportunity to have those conversations.
How important is it to have a program such as the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, Intersex and Queer Suicide Prevention Awareness Training for Youth program available for Indigenous youth?
Conversations with that particular population group has never been done before, and so we just don't know what their needs are. What we know is that anecdotally, that sometimes our family environments can potentially be a little bit unsafe because parents are unaware of how to recognise diverse sexuality and genders within their household. So what this program aims to do is to inform the Indigenous LGBTQI young people about what they need in their household, but also speak to the Indigenous families and community as well, is what information they feel that they need to know as well.
One of the topics that is set to be explored as part of the program is dual identity, what it means and the challenges it holds. Is this a big issue for Indigenous youth?
Absolutely, because what happens is that we live in a world where Aboriginal and LGBTI people experience racism, and also we then experience homophobia. So for Indigenous young people who are also going through their own adolescent growth stages and identity formation, the added layer of then experiencing homophobia and racism really does complicate things in their lives. So this is hopefully an opportunity to alleviate those stresses, if we can, in their lives, to promote an environment where these young people can excel.
Is this issue one of the main contributors to the degradation of mental health and the suicide rates in Indigenous communities, or are there other factors involved?
We're basically taking a guess on this because there's been no data. There's research currently happening at the moment, but as a population group, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and intersex population has never ever been looked at before in terms of our mental health and also in terms of rates of suicide or self-harm. We're not looked at in terms of what's the prevalence of homelessness across the lifespan, what's our education attainment, what's our job retention levels. So as a population group in this country, we've kind of just been completely missed. So this program is the first of its kind, and I'm hoping that people will say, oh, well, we should be doing this in our area as well.
Do you think more research into the mental health of not just Indigenous LGBTI plus youth, but just in general of the Indigenous community, as you mentioned, should be undertaken?
We need to look at the mental health of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander LGBTI community, but then also look at the suicidality within that community as well, because with mental illness, it's a diagnosis, but suicide is actually a behaviour. So we need to look at the two separately. Too often, what happens is mental health and suicide prevention gets looked as one thing. When they're actually two distinct issues, there is a lot of correlation and there is a lot of linkages between mental ill health and suicide, but it's not necessarily the case. And also, the majority of those that experience mental illness or mental health issues do not go on to suicide. It's actually very few. So we need to be looking at the two topics independently.
What other initiatives should or could the government be taking to help with the mental well-being of Indigenous youth, particularly the LGBTI plus youth?
For starters, they can start inviting the sector specialists and the industry experts to the meetings. Prior to Black Rainbow and with Black Rainbow, we have placed the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander LGBTI community in the suicide prevention conversation. It was absent before, but we're not even invited to any meetings. The National Suicide Prevention Advisor and Task Force has been hosting a raft of forums, and we're yet to be even invited, which I find really quite surprising, given there's an expectation that it's more going to be the advisor and also the task force would do a bit of due diligence and actually go out there and have a look at who are the people that they should be speaking to.
That's Damien Bronson. He's the founder of Black Rainbow and Indigenous Managing Director, speaking to the Wise Georgina McKay.